Aber ich sage jetzt Gesundheit. Oz Nidberu, Yire Elakim, Meretzach Tzoneif, we're talking all day yesterday and today, and I don't think that I would be mistaken in saying that everybody has gained smaller nuggets, heavier nuggets, but nuggets of gold that you will take back in Yotzeh Hashem to the Moisdes Chinuch that you teach in. The ultimate beneficiaries of all this, of course, are the Talmidim, Yishtov HaSereidim. And the Rebbe says to all of them, this is L'deiris, L'deiris. One of the things we need to be the exemplifiers of, the Dugma Chaye. We learn Teire mit Kinder, but what do you think about Zichalein? We need to exemplify what it means liegen a bissele in theoretische Sachen. Children need to see you learning. The eigene Kinder is agiret. Talmidim need to see you learning. It's not that you're a melamed teure because a child has to learn. You're a melamed teure, weil mi will lernen. So we need to be magdish time as we are every year. The divrei seiris in divrei teire. Hören auf vor teire. Allein fielen a jakres an a geschmack in teire. And I'm very appreciative to share b'sori harav Meir Shlema Kaplan yoshivin ole teire shalom eishivin 770 on bechlal ayid vozvu mi betem izadot ndo mi divrei teire. Hat es von sich allein und das wie Rusche mit Dere Deres ist Emmestake also liegt in Lerner als er durch mich hier in dem ist eine mehr dicke Sache aber kennen dich seine Taten und seine Seiden hat das in die Blut etwas liegt in Lerner und hat das in die Blut wir gebeten auf mehr Schlemmes er kann kommen reden. And without batting an eyelash, he just came from the sea, chuli. Das ist zugestellt, sag. Aber er darf mir eher sein. Am Bett uns jeder ein, also wissen wir, ich reiß. Am Bett lerne mit Emitzen, Divriteres mit Emitzen. It's incumbent upon us to share beyond the classrooms. Sorry. And without further ado, I'm going to ask Rav Meir Shlema Kaplan, please, to come up to the podium.
Yeah, okay. So, Keach Rav Kaplan. For the Shane Varna Mavarter, I have to live up to what he said. It shouldn't be Machshel Chas Shalom anybody in Azal Zayn Dvarim Amitim Take. And also, given me a Shokeach for giving me the Schus and the Kovitz, Kenneth Bagris Nazar Choshiva Elam. That's the, you see, the foundations and the pillars that Aleim called Beis Yisrael Nishan. We'll just speak maybe two nekudas when they get to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah and the mitzvah of teaching children Torah. The way it is in the way the Alter Rebbe explains it in Shulchan Aruch and a little bit the way it's explained in Chassidus Bekesher with the pnimius of these halachas. So in general, the chlad halacha is that there's two, when they get to the chiyuvim, when they get to the obligations that a parent has towards his children, and the gabi being mechanech them in terech ha-teirev ha-mitzvah. So there's two general mitzvahs, two general chiyuvim. You have one mitzvah menatayra, which is in this week's parsha. V'limadetem esem es bneichem ledaberon. So there's a mitzvah for the father to teach his children Torah. V'limadetem esem es bneichem. They should teach A father should teach his children the Tayag mitzvahs, the entire Torah. That's one mitzvah. Mitzvah Semen HaTorah, which is to give over to the child the information to teach him Torah. That's one thing. Then that's a Chiyuv HaTorah. Then there is a mitzvah Midrabbanan, Midivrei Seferim, which is to mechanech the children to mekayim mitzvahs, and that he shouldn't be over on Yisurim. That's not a mitzvah, there's no such obligation. Api Pashas Advarim. That's the mitzvah Midrabbanan for the father to make sure to be margal, to train his children to mekayim mitzvahs. When a child which is able to put on tefillin, to be mechanech and putting on tefillin, be mesate betzitzis, that's a Chiyuv Midivrei Seferim on the father, to be margal his children with kiyum mitzvahs and the zehirus from isurim. He shouldn't be ever an aveda midrabanan. Even though menaseira, a child, someone who is not 13 years old, is not obligated to mekayim the mitzvahs, but and even not, there's no chiyuv chinuch menaseira. The chiyuv that the father has towards the child menaseira is only teaching him, giving him the information, but not training him and not getting him used to being mekayim the mitzvahs. But midrabanan is a chiyuv chinuch to mechanech his children to mekayim the mitzvahs of midrabanan. That's the two general chiyuvim. Now, even though we have a klal that called the tikkun rabbanan kein deraisa tikkun, whatever chachamim were mesakin, even though the reasons why they were mesakin, the motives behind the takanis are reasons midrabbanan. We have gzeiris and kshoshis midrashis were not cheshish, for example, and midrabbanan we are cheshish. But still, the way that the takana was made, the way that the takana works, is called the tikkun rabbanan kein deraisa tikkun. Chachamim were mesakin new types of, they didn't invent new types of mitzvahs. It's all based on the same themes which exist. Minatayra, Chachamim made the same type of things. Midrabanan, they were marchiv the inyana, but not that they invented new type of mitzvahs. But when it comes to the chiv of chinuch, that a midrabanan, a father's mechuyev to educate the children and to be margal them, to train them in mekayim mitzvahs, so there's basic, you say there's like differences between the mitzvah of minatayra, of the father teaching his children, and the mitzvah midrabanan of chinuch. I mentioned two basic differences that there are. The first thing is that when you get to the mitzvah of chinuch, so the when is the chiyuv chinuch starts? The Gemara brings us, the Rambam is mefarish it more explicitly, that the chiyuv of chinuch starts when a child is able to understand the teichen of the mitzvah. When a child is able to understand the mitzvah sukkah, a child which is 2 years old, which has no idea, is not sensitive to exactly Yitzias Mitzrayim, and what does it mean that he's sitting in this type of roof or a different type of roof? He's not aware of these type of things. So there's no chiv in the rabbanim to mechanech him for him to eat in the sukkah. When he gets to the age that he's aware of the fact that here he's in a permanent home, here's in a diras arei, here there's tzchach, he can understand that Yidden were in Mitzrayim, there is Yitzias Mitzrayim. When he's able to have a certain awareness, the akara, understanding of the mitzvah, then with the rabbanim there's a chiyuv for the father to do the mitzvah with him and to be margal and be mekayim the mitzvahs. That's when they get to all mitzvahs with the rabbanim. When a child is able to understand mitzvah tzitzis, when a child is able to wear the tzitzis and is able to be aware of the fact that he's wearing tzitzis, he's able to be aware of the fact that the purpose of the mitzvah is to remind you of the tayag mitzvahs. So then the father, as a shir, has the chiyuv to make sure that the child actually is mekayim the mitzvah and wears the tzitzis. The Yetzim and Akal is when they get to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. When they get to Talmud Torah, the way the Gemara brings this, the Altar brings in Shulchan Aruch, when is the chiyuv of the father to teach the children? When does this chiyuv start? What age does the father have to start teaching the children Torah? The Pashas of Gezak, if it was based on the general klalim, when they get to the chiyuv chinuch, then when the child is able to understand, is able to learn and understand information, is able to register information, then the father has the chiyuv to teach him and to give him over the dinya teira. Before the child's of the age of understanding and of grasping and of registering, there's no chiyuv. There's no nesinas makim for a chiyuv to teach a child teira. Lepel, the halacha is that when is the chiyuv of the father to teach a children teira start? So the lashon of the without Rebbe brings it is mishatinik maschal ledaber ovim lam de teira. The minute the child is able to speak, the father has to start teaching him teira. Namely, saying psukim, the minute he's able to talk, he's able to verbalize things, the father asks right away, mechuyiv minatayra. This is when the Alter Rebbe is describing the chiyuv minatayra of the father to teach his children. So the Alter Rebbe describes it is that mishatinik ma'am, when is the father chayiv to teach, when does this chiyuv start? Mishatinik matchal edaber aviv malam detayra. When the child starts picking up the skill of speaking, of language, that's when the father is mechuyiv to teach him the words of Torah, psukim. So we see a big difference when it comes to the mitzvah of chinuch with rabbanon. The chiyuv starts in the child as he has the understanding, is able to be aware of the teichen mitzvah. Mashiach, when you get the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is to learn Torah, to understand Torah, to learn it and understand it, to register it. When it comes to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, the age that the zchiyah of the father to teach the children start is not when the child is able to grasp and understand, but when the child is able to speak. So this is one thing where you see a fundamental difference between the chiv of the father to instill Torah in the children and the chiv of the father to be train the children to be mekayim mitzvahs. That's one thing. Another point, another big difference between the mitzvah of Talmud Torah and the mitzvah of the father being mechanech's children is that when you get to being mechanech in kiyam mitzvahs or in zehirus from yisurim, so the minhag Yisrael is that the father himself personally is mechanech's children being mekayim mitzvahs. You don't do it. You don't send your son to an institution, a maestit somewhere, for someone else to train him how to be mekayim to sit in the mitzvah of sukkah, or to put on tefillin, or to put on tzitzis. Every anachas tefillin, the father is the one that's the whole celebration. The father himself is the one that's mechanech and brings his child into the mitzvah of anachas tefillin. How that is going to get to all mitzvahs. We don't find, and so the way the idea of chinuch is brought in Shulchan Aruch also, it's speaking that it's a comment on the father, that the father himself personally trains his children in the kind of mitzvahs, cotton ayedei alisatev tzitzis, aviv, his father buys him tzitzis and puts them on him. When he gets to the chiyuv to mitzvahs, the father personally himself trains his child to the kind of mitzvahs. When he gets to Talmud Torah, even though Mashatidik Maschal Adaber, when the child starts beginning to speak, so then Taka, the father's mechayiv, is the one that malam de Torah, teaches him to say the psukim. But the mitzvah of Limatam Eisim is Bneichim, and the mitzvah for the father to teach his children, that's to teach him the entire Torah, to teach him Torah Shebiksav, Torah Shebalpeh. But we don't find that this mitzvah is done by the father himself. Even though the Torah says, V'limaktem Eisem Ez Bneichem. And the Gemara brings that there was a Havamina, there was a before the Bishua Ben Gamlo's Mastakin, the idea of Malamdim. There was a Havamina, that the way they read the Pasuk was, V'limaktem Atem, that Odatke the father has to teach his children. And that the father can't teach, so they thought that child is potter from learning Torah. Only someone that has the father, that has the ability to teach, only he's mechuyev to teach his children Torah. As even as a havamina that the Gemara brings in Ma'abasra, v'limatam eisim ez nechem to the Yidin, there was a certain havana in this psukim that the father himself is mechuyev to teach. L'poyel, the way it's the minig Yisrael is, that's mikad mizdana, is that the father himself is not the one to learn vayikra, to learn chumash with the children. The child starts learning chumash vayikra, and starts his whole chinuch in limud ha-Torah by the malamid in cheder, not by the father himself. The shaila is, since the mitzvah is the matam eisim is nechem for the father to teach the children, why don't we find a psahidur or an inyan that the father himself should be the one to teach Torah to the children? Even we have a klal in all other mitzvahs, mitzvah ba yeisim b'shluchah. Even if you can make a mitzvah through a shliach, through someone doing it on your behalf, but there's a special hider, a special mile that the person which is mechuyev, he himself personally does it. We don't find it when you get the Talmud Torah, there's a hider that the father himself should teach the children Torah. The famous Hayim Yain, that Alter Rebbe was when you get to teaching the Mitzvah Rebbe, that he gave it over to Malamed. Alter Rebbe himself didn't teach the Mitzvah Rebbe Torah. He gave it over to Malamed. So this is, why is it that when you get to other mitzvahs, when you get to be Mekai Mitzvah Maisis, that the father personally is mechanech his children with mitzvahs ma'asis. When it comes to Talmud Torah, it's done lechatchila through a malamed. So the truth is that there's a shtikel gemara about this, and when we understand this halacha, it gives us a certain understanding also in the way to instill a geshmak and a chshivis in learning by children. There's the gemara. I'm just gonna just a little shakvatari in learning. This Gemara in Kedushin, Daf Lamed, there the Gemara goes through the basic chiyuv and mitzvah Talmud Torah. The Gemara says like this. The Gemara says, Ad heichon chayiv adam lelamed is bnei Torah. So the symbol with the Rashi types, the Pasha says, Varnadu was mashmosa, the Gemara is, until which chelik in Torah is the father mechuyev to teach his children. It says, Lematam oisam, you should teach Torah to your children. Lematam oisam. Which Torah is Arucham Eretz Midah? There's the Mikra, Mishnah, Talmud. What's the maximum, what's the minimum that a father has to teach his children? That's the simple understanding of the Gemara Shaila. Ad heichon chayiv adam lamed is neiter. So, Omer, the Gemara means, Omer, Rebhidah, Omer, Shmuel, kegen Zvulun ben Don. Like, one of the Tanoim, Zvulun ben Don, shelim de avi aviv mikro mishnah talmud halachas vagodis. That the extent of how much is, what's the minimum that a father has to teach his child, what's his chiyuv to teach his child, like Zvulun ben Don, which is grandfather, the father of his father taught him the entire Torah. It's Vulam Medan Shalim the Avi Aviv Mikro Mishna Talmud Alachas Vagodis. The entire Torah. Good. And then the Gemara brings a brayse, but state nishta zeh. The Gemara brings meisve. It's a brayse that says that Limde Mikra Eim Alamde Mishna. Once the father taught his child Mikra Teresh Viksav Chumish, you don't have to teach him Mishna. And then the Gemara says that that's the halachas like this brayse that there's no chiyuv to teach the child Mishna Teresh Balpeh Mishna Talmud Halachas Vagodis. The halacha is like this brayse, which is brayse says, "Limde mikra eini melamdi mishna." That the father's chiyuv is only to teach him chumish and not to teach him Torah Shabbat Peh. The Gemara first brings a tana, Zvulun ben Don, that his grandfather taught him the entire Torah, chumish, mishna, talmud, halachas, vagodis. And then the Gemara says, his grandfather was a mahadir b'mitzvah, but le'ik be'ikar adin, a father has to only teach his child chumish, mikra. Nothing beyond mikra. Mishna, talmud, that's all, that's not the father's amuchayiv. Limde mikra eini melamdi mishna. And that's the maskana. This is the way it's brought in Shulchan Aruch, that a father is mechuyav that teaches children mikra and not mishnah v'talmud. The Alter Rebbe in Hilchas Talmud Torah in the Kutos Achin has on this understanding of the Gemara. The Alter Rebbe reflects a bunch of kashas, a whole peckle of questions. How could you say that the father is only mechuyav that teaches children only chumish and there's no chiyuv for the father to teach his son Torah Shebaal Peh? One of the basic kashas from the pasuk, and this is pasuk. The pasuk says, "V'limatam esem es bneichem ledaber bam." What does it mean they should teach your children to the extent that they should speak it, ledaberba? So the Gemara says ledaberba means they have to teach your children to the extent that the children should know it by heart. They should be able to say it without looking in the sefer, ledaberba. For the matam eisim as bneichem should teach the Torah to the children as bneichem, ledaberba, until they're able to say it without having to rely on any outside sources, not having to rely on a sefer, not having to rely on the malamet. They should be able to say it balpe. The Alter Rebbe says from here, Torah shebiktav, dvarim shebiktav, yat harashoy lo emer balpe. Chumish, dvarim shebiktav, there's no inyan that the child should be able to verbalize it balpe. Torah shebiktav, yat harashoy lo emer balpe. It's supposed to be said datke in a sefer. The fact that the Gemara attaches the pasuk that the daberba means that they should say it, that the children should know it to the extent that they're able to verbalize it orally balpe, the daberba is the charai that this pasuk is truly speaking about. They get to Torah shebalpe too. So how can you say that the chiyuv of the father teaches child Torah is only mikra and not Torah Shebaal Peh? If the makir were the source where the father is mechuyav to teach his children, so in this pasuk v'matam esem es bneichem, and there that gush is that when is it considered that he has a full grip of Torah is when he's able to say it orally, Baal Peh, l'daberba. That must be speaking when he gets to Torah Shebaal Peh. The Alter Rebbe has a whole more questions, that's just brought one shayla. So the Alter Rebbe attaches this Gemara in a different way in Gansan. The Alter Rebbe says the Gemara is the Shakatari is not, when the Gemara says that Heichon Chayiv Adam, the Gemara doesn't mean until which chelik in Torah is the father mechuyav to teach his son. That the Gemara knew at the Barbar. When the pasuk says lematim oisim, oisim means the entire Torah. There's no limits. Oisim, you should teach different Torah to your children. Doesn't specify this chelik or that chelik in Torah. A father is mechuyav to teach his son the entire Torah Shebaal Peh, Torah Shebiktav, Torah Shebaal Peh. What's the Gemara shaila at heichon chayiv adam lamed is bnei Torah? The shaila is like this. The pasuk says lematim oisim is bneichem that the parents, the father, should teach his son. The Gemara Shaila is Ad Heichon, of course, when the child's a tinek, when he's maschal edaber, so then there's no breira. Of course, the father is the one teaching the son Torah. Ksha tinek maschal edaber, the only one that's spending time with the child is his father. There's no one else there. That's a davar bara, and a child can't be sent to a malamid, to a cheder, when he's maschal edaber. Well, today there's playgroups, but as everything in Zman Ashas, so the child didn't leave his home until he was 6-7 years old. But the Shaila, when you get the playgroups, different question. But so when the tinek maschal adaber, for sure the father is the one teaching the child. So the Gemara Shaila is that heichon chayiv adam lamdas bnei Torah, to what extent does the father himself have to teach the children? I mean, what's the Gemara Shaila? The Gemara Shaila is maybe there's a hiddur, there's a maila for a father which is able to teach his children Torah, that dafke the father should teach him. Whether it's inside mitzvah ba yeser b'shluchay, or maybe other reasons, the father has a deeper connection maybe to the child. The Gemara had such a havah, and maybe the pasuk says limatam esem es bneichem, that the parents should teach. So the Gemara borrowed that at the beginning when the child starts speaking words of Torah, of course the father is the one that teaches him. So the Gemara Shaila is that heichon chayiv adam lamdas bnei Torah, to what chelik in Torah does the father himself have to teach his son, and he can't rely, he should not, better not rely on the malamed. And havdem the Gemara gebrach that zvulun ben don, there was a tana, this is the Alter Rebbe, the Gemara brings, at heichon chayiv adam lamdas bnei Torah, to which chelik in Torah does the father himself, personally, mechuyav, or it's better akopan, that the father himself should teach the child. And then there's the Gemara, Amr Vidar Mashmuel, against Zvulun Ben Don, Shalim de Avi Aviv Mikro Mishna Talmud Alachas Vagodis. Like Zvulun Ben Don, that is Gzeide, his father's father, he personally himself taught his Enikol the entire Torah. So the Gemara wants to make a raya from there, that the Iker way of being Mekayim Mitzvah of Talmud Torah is that the Father himself, we're going to get to the Melamzim. We're just, this is, Good, the same Chiv of the Father is on the Zayda also. No, not the mother. The father is Mukhiv, and the father's father is also Mukhiv, like the father's Mukhiv. There's some differences. It's not Mukhiv. Like every other Chachim, every Chachim, I don't want to go into... If a father can't pay tuition, the Zayda is Mukhiv when I tell you to pay tuition. I don't know, maybe they should be spoken in the sessions. I'm saying, only the father's father. The father's, the mother's father's Mukhiv within Zdaka. Anyways, but most arguments that exist, there's referenced it in Tereseinu Agdeisha, Bechla. There's some benefits you could also gain if you know the Allah, then you could get some benefits. But as they state that if Zayda is able to and the father can't, and the Zayda is Mukhiv, Mi'ikra Din. The Alter Rebbe has a suffix about it. He brings 2 days. But 1 day is that the Zayda is Mukhiv, the other is Danish. Good. But Akopanim, so Zvulim Ben Don was a Zayda. And he taught himself, the child, the entire Torah. Mikra, Mishnah, Talmud, Ochos, Vagos. So the Gemara got that. So the Gemara wants to bring a Raya from here. That there's a Hidah for the father himself to teach the child the entire Torah. We're Bismichas already to Chafav. It seems like that by the Rebbe, as a child, you know the Rebbe went to Cheder, there was a Malamed, but the Mashmos is that the years of Ben Esser, the Mishnah, Mechamesh, the Gemara, the Rebbe didn't go to Yeshiva. It wasn't by a Malamed. The Rebbe was in the house by his father. So the Belevik... So that's Zelcha Azab Ben, they need to have Dafke, the father himself should teach the son the entire Torah. But here, the Gemara has such a Havamina that the father personally is Mechuyot to teach the son the entire Torah. Then the Gemara is Zeicha. The Gemara is Zeicha, Gemara brings the Braisa, and the Braisa says that Lim de Mikra eni Melam de Mishnah. So the Alter attaches it is that Mikra, a father, is personally Mechuyot to teach a son. Mishnah not. I'm going to get I'll get this Prat in a little bit later. I just want to speak about the first point. So the maskana of the Gemara is, I'm going to get the Tereshav Alpeak upon him. A father, there's no maila, there's no inyan for a father personally to teach his children Torah. The Gemara at Gebrachon Zvulim Ben Don, that maybe there's a svara that maybe the father himself, there's a hidah for the father himself to teach his son the entire Torah. The Gemara is Dechas, Nishtas, it brings a braisa, that once you taught the child Chumash, there is no maila at all for the father to teach his child the Mishnah. Even a father was Ken or Hatzait, when they're Ken, he does, there's no, let's say the father which is already, he knows Kula Tere Kula, he has time and patience, Allah Maila is able to teach his child, but he could learn himself in Mechadish and learning, he could go weiter on learning. So the Maskana of the Gemara is there is no Hidur at all for the father himself to teach the child. Even though it says, L'matam Eisim is Nechen, Pasha Sakur Eisim, the father should teach. The Maskana is Nishtazeh. Only L'gabi Mikra is different, we'll get L'gabi Mikra why it's different, we'll get to it in a minute. But just L'gabi Mishnah, L'gabi Tere Shabbat Feh, there is no Hidur, there is no Maila at all for the father himself to teach a child. The Shaila is L'chur is a Maila Mitzvah by Yisrael B'Shluchay. Why don't we find any Hidur that the father himself should teach a child? So the Alter Rebbe says in Kutasachin, the Alter Rebbe says one verse, which is the Alter Rebbe says that the objective of the Mitzvah of the Matam Esim is Nechim. The father should teach his children. The objective is that the child should grasp, they should know Torah. The Limud and the Yedir. He should understand it and know it, absorb the information, as well as listen. He should know it. The only Indian that's Negev that matters is the best way of giving over information. So the Klal in the Gemara is the lake Leiman Akel Adam Zeichel Lomid. If you have a Malamed and he's more skilled in teaching children, there's more kids in the class, there's a Maila going to Malamed, then there is no Maila of the father himself teaching to the children. If the Mitzvah, if the Velamata Mesmer's Nechem's objective is that the father should do the act of learning with the child, there's a Maila for the father himself to do it. Here, the matar of the mitzvah, the objective is that the child should know Torah. That's the objective of the mitzvah. Whatever is going to promote that objective, that's the way the mitzvah has to be done. If for the sake of the child is going to know better, have a better experience of learning, he'll be able to grasp it better, he's with other children his age, it's better for him to be by Malamed, so there's no mile at all for the father to do it. Yeah, like it's brought by the Achirim say that even though we have a call of mitzvah by Yisrael B'Shluchai, but the whole reason why mitzvah by Yisrael B'Shluchai is, it's mitzad the covet of the mitzvah. The Eibishter tells you to do something, so it's a shtikl zilzul to go be meman or shliach to do it on your behalf. If the Eibishter told you to do it, you should do it on your own. You should do it yourself. You should show your chavivus to the mitzvah. But if the reason why you're not doing it is in order for the mitzvah to be in a scam in a better way, then there is no hiddur mitzvah by Yisrael B'Shluchai. I would have the Alter Rebbe Shchanarche, the Alter Rebbe has a certain lashon in Kudasachrim. But the point is that the matam Eisim is Nechem, the sole objective is that the child should be kind of the limud and the idea. So when it comes to being mechanech a child to Yerushalayim, being mekayim mitzvahs, in those things, in that inyan, it's negeya, someone that has a more personal shaykhah to the child, a father towards the son. So there, he's the one that's mechuyet mechanech a child in mekayim mitzvahs in Yiras Shamayim. When it comes to these things, someone that has more of a nafshistik a kesher to the child, I'll be pashas, I'm not... someone that has more of a nashizik a shaykhah to the child, so he's the one that's mechuyet, mechanechim, I'm saying api shchonaru, mechanechim with mitzvahs in Yiras Shamayim. When it comes to the mitzvah, the teaching the child Torah, the whole mitzvah is not about the promoting Yiras Shamayim by the child. It's about giving him more information, as they'll wissen, as they'll fashtein wissen. So whatever is going to be better for the child's understanding and knowing, that's the only Indian that's negeya. And so, if the malam, so then there's no kedima, there's no maila, there's no preference to have the father over the malamed. Whoever is able to teach better, that's the one that has to do the mitzvah, and that's the ideal way of being the kind of the mitzvah. This is in the Pel de Gazach is that in Shchon Aruch, in Simen Reish Mem Hei, which speaks about the mitzvah of a father teaching the child, the kepel of the Simen is Hilchas Malamdin. It doesn't say Hilchas Lelamid Lebnoi Teiret. Hilchas Malamdin. It means when it comes to teaching the child Teiret, there's no Maila, the parent, anybody else. It's the one that's able to teach him. That's the only thing. And that's why in Shchon Aruch, when it speaks about Halachas Malamdin, the only Nekuda which goes through in Shchon Aruch is what's Mechuyim Ad Malamid. Today, I mean, the Rebbe spoke many times that since today, also Yiras Shamayim has to also come from the school. I'm saying with the way it is in Shchon Aruch, that the Yiras Shamayim and giving instilling him the values of the Mekayim Mitzvos and Kabbalah Samar Shamayim, that was done through the father. The role of the Malamed was to give him over the information, to teach him Torah, give him over the information. That's in Osam Malamed, and the only dinim which are required from Malamed is that you should teach it in the most clear way, in the most way that the child should be able to understand the chaymer best. Now, the halacha is that when a father is teaching the son, it's not just he's supposed to teach him Torah, and then once the child learns the entire Torah, the chiyuv shen oge gangen. Apidin, this is min haTorah, the father is teaching the child Torah is supposed to be in a way that should implant within him a ratzon and a cheshek to continue learning later in his life. This is min haTorah the chiyuv, not only to teach him once the entire Torah and then he's finished, but to teach him Torah in a way that should bring out within him a ratzon and a tshuka to want to continue learning and to want to be maimik more in Torah. So you see from the Shchon Aruch that in order to be me'erer and to be mechazik by a child, a cheshek and a chayis in learning, there's in one the just by teaching him, just by giving over the information of Torah, that itself is going to give a chayis and a cheshek and appreciation for learning. If Torah says, like we just came from the 9 days and the 3 weeks. So there's the Shavuot Shachabit, the Tisha B'Av itself is the Isser. I want to avail us to learn Torah. Why is it? Because Kude Hashem Yisharim Estam Chelei. Torah itself, Dina Torah itself, is Gerdim Simcha. The nature of someone which absorbs, which understands the Dvar Halacha, that itself means Geshmak and brings the Chayis. So just by the child, just by the parent, by the Malamed teaching the child, giving him over information, and the child understanding it, that itself is Me'erah by a child, the Chayis, the Cheshik in learning. Because by nature, divrei Torah mitzad asmam are things which are mesameach, which give a person fulfillment, give a person tainik and chayis and simcha. So that's one general point that kedai to remember. Sometimes there's the fact that the Rambam says you have to have shalei lishma to give the child candies. That's because even though he has appreciation for learning and he enjoys learning, but playing is more fun and is more exciting. It's not that the divrei Torah are boring, and in order to make them interesting, you have to have some chitzenizik or different zaitzik things. By nature, the divrei Torah itself are things that bring simcha and bring uvgeivenkeit to a person. And when a child is taught it in a way that he understands and he absorbs the information, that itself instills within him appreciation to the divrei Torah and a cheshek to learn weiter. And that's why, that's the first method I was trying to bring out here, is that when the mitzvah of limatam esem es nechem is just to teach the child Torah, give him over the information. No other. Chinuch lemitzvah v'yir shemayim. That's a chiyuv midrabbanan. Midrashi the esem giving over the information, the dinya Torah, that itself is enough. It's sufficient to me'erer by a child the chayis and the cheshek for learning. That's one point. Another point is the second prat. I mentioned before that the maskana of the Gemara is that the Gemara asks the shaila, like, "Without Trevet Hatches, the Gemara ad heichon chayiv the lamed is bnei." The question is, until what a chelik in Torah is the father himself personally mechuyev to teach his son? And the maskana of the Gemara is, "Mings the braisa, the lim de mikra eini b'lam de mishna," that the father personally is mechuyev to teach him mikra chumish, but not mishna. There's different Pirushim the Rishonim, how you explain this Gemara. But I'm just reading the Rebbe teaches the Shita of Rashi. The Rebbe teaches Rashi is that there's a difference between Teresh Shebiktav and Teresh Shebalpeh. The guy by Teresh Shebalpeh Taked, the only thing that's Negeh is giving over the Dinyat, the information, and therefore there's no Maila for the father himself to teach his children. Whoever is able to give him over the information better, he's the one that should be teaching him, the child should be learning by. And that's why there's no Maila of Mitzvah Yezer and Mishloche. But when you get to Teresh Shebiktav, when you get to Chumash, The chiyuv in Atera originally is that the father himself should teach his child chumash. That's the way that Rashi learns the Gemara of the Maskana. That when it comes to mikra, if a person can't, it's a different story. But if the ideal way being mekayim the mitzvah is the matam esim is nechem, that the father himself should teach his child chumash. This is the way the Alter Rebbe brings it in Rashi. The Rambam argues this is the way that the Alter Rebbe brings it in Kutas Achin. Rashi's shita is that the father is personally mechuyav to teach his child Torah. And if you do it through a malamed, it's through a shliach. And then there's a maila mitzvah by Yisrael Mishloche. So that I'm verstehing, like, why is it, what's the difference between mikra and teresh shebalpeh? And the second thing is, if we see from the mitzvah, from the way the chiyuv and atayr, the father teaching the child, is that the only prerequisite, the only thing that's negate, that matters, is that the information should be given in the most clearest way, in the best way, and that's why it doesn't make a difference that there's no maila of the father teaching. As long, the one that's able to teach him best, that's the one that should teach him. So the question is, how is it that in this mitzvah, matam esav is nechem, the mitzvah starts when the child is maschal adabri, he's not shaykh to understanding and absorbing and grasping. The whole teichen of the mitzvah, the whole objective is to give over the child the information he should know, he should understand and know it. Why does it start the shatinik maschal adabri? So there's in Pashas Advarim, the way the Alter Rebbe is, that when a child's in the state of mikra, man, it says in the Mishnah, ben chamish lemikra, when a child's ben chamish lemikra, the child is not able to leave the home and go to a cheder. The child is the only one that's able to teach him is the father. So, but less greater the father has to teach him. That's the way the Alter Rebbe brings in the Shulchan Aruch. The reason why, according to Rashi, when it comes to mikra, the father himself is mechuyav is basically, in a way, technical, because the child, when he's such a young age, it's hard for him to leave the home. The only one that's able to teach him is the father. But there's a... Maybe a little bit of a deeper element over here, and that is the way there's Rashi in this week's parsha, which brings out a very sharp point to kesher with this. When the pasuk says the matam esim is bnechem ledaberbam, as I mentioned before, the Gemara says ledaberbam means that you have to teach your children to the extent that they should know the information by heart. They should be able to say it without relying on looking at a sefer or hearing from the malam. Ledaberbam. But Rashi attaches the Dabarvam a little bit different. How does Rashi attach Pshutish and Mikra, but the Matam Esim is Mechem the Dabarvam? Rashi says, the Dabarvam, Misha Shabeni Deh Le Dabar, Lam Deyo Teira Tzivu Lona Meisha. Oh. Rashi says, Le Dabarvam means, Sheyehei Zeh Limu Dibure. The Dabarvam means that when the child is picking up the skill of speaking, you're teaching him how to talk, language, the way a father should teach his children language is by using Pesukim of Teira, by using Lashon HaKedesh. A child's learning how to speak, you're teaching him words, you're teaching him how to verbalize the words, how to say them. Which words should a father use in order to teach his child how to speak? He should use words of Torah. This is the way Pshutish Mikra Rashi attaches the words L'matam Esim is Mechem L'daberba. L'daberba means not he should speak words of Torah. L'daberba means when the child is learning how to speak, how should you teach him how to speak? By using the Lashonis of Chazal, by using Pesukim. L'mdeyu Sheheizel Limudiburi. Fine. So that comes along. What has the negaya? The mitzvah of the matam esav is nechem is to give over. Like I said before, the child should know Torah. What's negaya that when he's learning how to speak, you should use words and pesukim of Torah. So in Pashas Advarim, we understand that the person has a mamalashon, is your language that you grew up with, the first language that a person spoke is mamalashon. So a person feels more hamish with it. He's more connected to it. So if a person has first lashon, when he starts learning how to speak, the words that he learns how to speak, that he's trained how to speak, is words of Torah. So then there's a different appreciation to Torah, different connection. He's more hamish, more understanding. It's his language. It's his sprach. It's not information which is later imposed. So what can be said as a pshat. In order for the child, when he learns Torah later, the information to be resonating in a deeper way. So there's a maila that should be his original language, his mamalashon should be. Divrei Torah, Chazal, Pesukim. If his language would be Stamazay, whatever the language is, and then later you teach him the whole lingo of Chazal, so it's going to be Pesed Avar Naisav. Hazebot and Genzog Napi Pashto. But then Rashi continues, Bikan Omruk Shatinik Maschel Adaber, Oviv Mesiachim Vashnakesh, Malam De Torah. If the father didn't do it, when the child is learning how to speak, The father didn't teach him how to speak with psukim of Chazal, with words of Chazal. It's as if the father buried the child alive. If the whole milah, why the father, this milah of Ledaberbom, that the child, when he's learning how to speak, picking up the art of speaking, should be through Divrei Torah, is just a milah that the Lashonis of Chazal should be more shagar al-Lashonis. So if the father didn't do it, but the Zainab is a shvacha, Yiddish will be a second language. What's the gewalt? So it seems like there's a much deeper nekud over here, which is dafka by Talmud Torah, which is not by any other mitzvah. And that is, it's mevor in Chassidus, but this is also brought out in Pshutei Shemikra, and in Halacha also. There's a fundamental difference between Talmud Torah and Menegeh to mitzvahs. Mitzvahs is there's obligations. There's obligations that a person has. The Torah says in Tanya that the main function of mitzvahs is to be mezachich velt, mezachich guf and nefesh v'hametz, be mezachich the world that he's living in. That's the function of mitzvahs. That could start, that's kamevartin. That doesn't have to be sewed into and have to be part of the build-up, the very mitzvahs, the very being of a child. Mashiach in Divrei Torah, learning Torah, and being connected to Divrei Torah, that has to be something that is sewed into, it's instilled in the child's very being as a person. He can't be a full person, you know, he learns how to speak, and his brain is developed, and his heart is developed, and then we give him over the information of Torah. Then he's able to be mekayim the, of course, he's mekayim the mice, the mitzvah of learning. But the ideal way, and the correct way, and what's masim to the mehus of Torah, the way Torah has to be taught is, that the person's, the building of his very self, of his mind, of his heart, of his ability to speak, should be within words of Torah. Because Alter Rebbe says in Tanya, there's a difference between mitzvahs and Torah. Mitzvahs are the tatkid of a yid, the job, what a yid has to fulfill in this world. Torah is the very essence of a yid, is what a yid is. The keshu between a father and a son, Abu Ben, that the son is not just a separate entity that does things for the father. The son, it's one, they're the same muhus, the same essence. The way the father, and the mahalach ha-seichel of the father is the same mahalach ha-seichel of the son. The son's whole personality, his whole character, his whole being stems from the father, and therefore the son is similar to the father. His mahalach ha-seichel, the way his attitude towards things. So there's when he gets to Talmud, when he gets to Torah, is also this. Ayid is a ben to the Eibishter. Ayid b'muhusa is not just another person, but zeitz chanum der velt. Ayid is someone that his muhus is meyach v'leiv. As a person, he's b'nei shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is similar kaviyachot to the Eibishter. How is the similarity realized? And how is it actualized? The pale is by Yid, his very being connected to the Eibishter's Chachma, to the Eibishter's Midas, to the Tzir Kaima, to the image of Elokus Kaviyoch. Torah is not just the obligations that a Yid has. Eraisa v'kutshubichu kolachat. We don't say when you get the mitzvahs, Eraisa u'pkudin, u'mitzvahs kolachat. Eraisa v'kutshubichu kolachat. Dafka Eraisa is one with the Eibishter. Torah is the Eibishter's Ratzon v'Chachma. So this is a whole different type of thing when it comes to mitzvahs. In order for a person to be connected to Torah via Darf Design, it has to be that the Divrei Torah should be ensouled in his very being, and that's only if, when he's learning how to speak, when he starts relating to the world around him, it's within the framework, and it's instilled within him, the Dinei HaTorah and the mitzvahs HaTorah. Just mention one point, even though it sounds like a very high level, but it's in a certain way, it's a very... I say the word practical, but it's a very strong point that could give a chayis in the Benegeth, instilling a chayis in learning. The Rebbe spoke about this many times, but it's clearly, it's an asich in Chelek Gimel, I think, Chanukah. But the Rebbe brings to the different levels of what's the motive of a Yid learning. It could be different, that's in Kedusha. It could be in Sad Halu Umazah, that a person's interest in learning is should be considered a godly, should be a rav. The Gemara brings different shalaylishma. What's the incentive to learn shalaylishma? But when it comes to Yid learning lishma, there's also kamedargas. What's his motive for learning? Because he wants to know how to do mitzvahs. He's a yidir shemayim. In order to be mekayim mitzvahs via zavcha zayin, you have to learn the dinin. So the motive that he has to learn is in order to know how to be mekayim the mitzvahs. Leida samaisa shayasim. The Rebbe says that's not the ultimate level and the ultimate ideal way. What should be a yid's incentive and his motive towards learning. The second thing is the Rebbe says in Tanya lekasher napshi l'Hashem. He wants the person without learning Torah is mazin lanefesh. Without learning, so the person's ruchni is dika life, his nefesh alakis, his neshamis, kasher talakus becomes shvacher. Mitzvahs is makif al nefesh, levushim. But in order for a person to strengthen himself, to nurture himself, it's not enough if a person is hungry, it's not enough to have godim, it's not enough to have levushim. He has to eat food. That becomes damo basar kapsari. So in order for a yid to have a healthy and strong immune system, beruchnis, nefesh alakis, is dafka through divrei Torah. It's mazal nefesh. Kasher, nafsh, a yid which wants to be kasher in his nefesh to the Yibishter. He wants to have a his ruchnis dika life should be with dafka zayn. So that's through Torah dafka. That's another. The Rebbe said that's also not the ultimate level of a yid learning, the motive of a yid learning. But the ultimate level, the Rebbe says, is they have a father and a son. It was inside of Duma that the child, which didn't see his father for 30 years, for a long meshel's man. He wasn't, today we don't have a real hamchasha. What does it mean not being away from somewhere for 30 years, 40 years? Today, with all the machine kalach that we have, so there's a person who is able to feel connected, able to see the other person, even when you're not mamish in the same presence, the gashmis. But the Duma that everything says that a child, a father, which is away from his child for 30 years, all the meshel's man enough. And then, at a certain point, the child gets the idea that his father just came to town and he's lechveis a block away. The minute the child hears that his father is there, he runs to his parents, he's mechabekim and menashekim. So the shaila is, and ask the child, why are you running to your father? Why are you running to give him a hug and to, what's the reason for it? Say that because the child wants to promote the fact that he's a son. In order for the fact that he's a son to be more, stronger, to more healthier, his son connection. Therefore, he's going to be mechabek the father. This cheshbon is gainish. The reason why the son is going to the father because a son is attached to the father. He stems from the father, and therefore there's an attachment. When a person is detached from something that he's innately attached with, seltem. A person is looking. The reason why he's looking is there's no reason. He's going to his father because he is connected. He stems from him, and therefore, naturally, he's drawn to his connection. So the Rebbe said, "Yid der hert that a non nafshich tovus yehovet that raisa b'kushuviru kolachat chapter agamardon zetzach learning." That's what the Rebbe said to someone in the chiddus. That when a yid hears or a yid der hert registers that teire is a raisa b'kushuviru kolachat, you say, "Where is the father?" Person is gefinzich chaver velt zeir vayts. Let's say from elam asoyenim. Where is the father? So the father is in as a yid chapter the vug gefinzich the Rebbe shon the blad gemara. In Teira, Chat is the Chagamara and Zetzach Lerne. So that not, there's no reason for it. A Yid is one with the Eivishter, is connected to the Eivishter. The Eivishter is akin. He has an Hashem which is attached innately with the Eivishter. This connection brings within a Yid a longing for a connection. When a person is one with something, so the being one expresses itself in a longing for attachment and connection to the thing that you're one with. There's no reason for that connection. It's not in order to promote the connection. The very nature of being one with something brings with it a strong longing to be connected and attached to that thing. So because the Yid has an Neshama and is one with the Eivishter, and Teira is where the Eivishter Kaviyachol finds himself, so that a Yid and Teira are one. So this, it sounds like a very high darga. The Rebbe said, someone asked the Rebbe Nechiz, the Rebbe told him this is the ideal level of the Shema. So that's the Rebbe. Did the Rebbe ever see, did anybody get to this level? So the Rebbe said he saw Yidin which got to this level of learning Teira. That's it. But the point is that even though it sounds like a very high darga, but this is something that's important to remember, even in a practical way. There's a yid went to shul to learn. Yid in Bali Esik, Balabatim went to shul that it could be a sitim gemara. Everybody called from shiur delay. It wasn't like each yid had a reason in order to bring. If I only work, so then I'm not going to bring in order to bring light to my home and in order to bring meaning to my home. My children should respect me. Therefore, I have a kviyas itum l'teir. That wasn't the energy, the motive, the spirit behind Yidin going to shul nachagansa tzak arbet and learning about Gemara. It was a yid learns Gemara. A yid is connected to learning. A yid is connected to Torah. There's no. It wasn't this balaistic wasn't planning on becoming a big lamdan. Today you have the dafyami people who want to finish shas 10 times, 11 times. There's a certain urge to finish Chaymer. But the way things, I'm not saying I'm younger than a lot of the Malandim sitting here, but the point is, the way a Yid, after a full day of Asik, a Yid had a Kviyas in the morning, Kviyas at night, it wasn't in order to finish Chaymer, and it wasn't in order for this motive or that motive. A Yid is Mitzakamare. It's beyond, this is a reflection of this idea that learning Torah is not something, it's not a superimposed thing, it's an outer thing. That's Nevea from the very fact that a Yid is a Yid. The very fact that Yid is a Yid expresses itself in a need, in an attachment to the Eibishter's Torah. And the same thing, even this side, that's why you're thinking about the importance of that learning and teaching. It's not just that for the sake of the job someone is learning. Since it's essential to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is the ledaber b'amlek, Rashi says. The way Talmud Torah has to be given over to the child is that this is hatchalas diburi. This is part and parcel of his being a person. Learning how to speak is instilled and engraved with words of Torah. So that's the result of the fact that Divrei Torah is the very being, is one with the Yid. Yeah, it reflects itself in many things. Just to add one more little point, you find even the Gemara. The Gemara is not a regular sefer of. You open up a Gemara, you have a learning Masechta Brachos. Let's say that it's going to be with an organized seder, of a Mishnah. They have the mitzvah of Krishna. The Gemara is going to be organized. The sources. The Gemara is like the Gemara is a Talmud Bavli is bala from everything. Medrash, Agada, Halacha. The Gemara is not just giving over basic dinim or svaris. The Gemara, the whole muhus of what a yid is in the Gemara. Chazal, Tanoim, and Amiraim, the Gemara captures the whole essence, the whole spirit of Yiddishkeit is there. The muhus of a yid is involvement in the Eibishter's Chochma v'Ratzon, and this spirit, this oneness of a yid and a yid's involvement and chayis, and that his muhus is connected to the Eibishter, to the Tzenim Chosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's really recorded, and that's the maila of the Gemara. That was just the Rechaga. But the point is that even though this darga of Limud Lishma, this Ladaber Bam, is the high level, but the idea is important to remember always. And that's the basic feeling that a child has to get, I think, that it's not just another mitzvah. Learning Torah, that's the halachilich of a yid. A yid gets his arm with a gemara. It's not two separate things. And the pnimius is because they rise to be kushavir kol achad, and Yisrael, they rise to be kushavir kol achad. With Eshekech. Yeah. Let's see over here. Yeah.